Let's open our Bibles to Proverbs 3, 5 to 8. And I'll read from the NASB. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him and he will make straight your paths. Be not wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and turn away from evil. It will be healing to your flesh and refreshment to your bones. Let's take a moment to pray. Father, we thank you for the word this morning. We thank you for this new day and knowing that your mercies are new every morning. We just pray that you would help us to open our hearts and our minds and our ears to be able to hear and perceive and understand what you're trying to share with the, share with us this morning. Just continue to, Lord God, just enlighten the word to us, Father God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Now, if you've ever thought to yourself, I wish I had an instruction manual to life, I want you to know there's good news, and Proverbs is the book for you this morning. But actually, you know, all the Bible is for you. But for today, we're going to take a look at Proverbs, and it's a book that's written actually as a guide to daily living, to learn how to live life wisely and effectively every day. So let's break down and look at this passage. Okay, verse 5 says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean on your own understanding. And when you talk about trust, it's about having a secure and bold confidence and assurance in the Lord's goodness, power, and his guidance that we can come with a real sincere and honest faith for all the matters that are in our lives, the things that matter to us, whatever they may be. And it's in reference to a faith that doesn't have to feel like you have to have such a, in a sense, big size faith where you believe in everything and all that he says will happen in that time. But it's just an honesty that comes and says, God, I know that you said that you love my love me and you care for me and you'll take care of me. So that's that what it's called or what it refers to when you can think of a sincere and honest faith. And a simplicity that just comes. And in this verse, it talks about not so much that we don't have any sort of basis on our understanding, because we do think learn good things in our life. But the fact is that we would not depend foremost and first on our own understanding. And if you look at the passage, and do not lean on your own understanding, and just the idea of what that means to lean. This passage kind of is supposed to give us a think an image where you know someone is leaning on someone else for support, but also thinking about just the term you know lean in. I'm thinking of all the different ways that we've been hearing that in different contexts, and just the idea that to lean in is to be able to take the moment to listen to whoever you're talking with or lean into the situation, what you're trying to learn from. And this is also really taking a look at, you know, basically idea of support as if, you know, you're thinking of a structure or a home. I mean, you are the temple of God and you have to take a look at, you know, what you're building your life, the structures of your life and how strong they are and who you're leaning into and leaning on to support how your life is growing and how it's building. And just taking a look to, if you haven't already, through the messages and different readings along the way, I'm sure that you've read, that it's first, you know, really important to recognize how, you know, the way that we've grown up is really has shaped a lot of how we view life and how we understand how to relate with people and different situations in our life. And we really are a byproduct, not entirely, but a lot of how we think and how we view things and how we relate to people really do come from the way that we were brought up and different influences along the way. And this morning, I just along the way want you to think of how or people or different situations or different sources have influenced the way that you have become at this point in your life. Taking a look at not only just people, but also maybe experiences that you've had along the way and how those have impacted you in the way that you view life. It could be things that you've turned to just for information. It could be things like popular culture, different philosophies, different people's sayings through family and friends. It could be very various things. And the reason why I felt like the Lord brought me to these passages this morning for me is just that most recently, I mean, this has been happening over time as a parent. You know, I've been a parent for some time now with our four kids. And, you know, along the way, I encountered this a lot. But I think especially in this last couple of weeks, I felt more overwhelmed, I guess, in a way, and just felt like inside, as I'm dealing with, I guess it's the whole, again, you know, homeschooling situation or just different responsibilities and things that have come along the way, that I feel like there's more of a anxiety and a kind of a feeling of, you know, being overwhelmed about different things in each day. And really the people that I interact with the most in that kind of situation and kind of mindset are unfortunately the kids and also Sam. But I think just in the process of doing things, getting things done at home as well as work and things like that, things just kind of rev up, I guess, internally. And so I felt like even the last couple of weeks, the way that I've interacted with my kids, you know, taking care of work for school or taking care of different issues and things that have come up, I feel like inside internally, I just feel like there's like this constant kind of stirring up of a lack of peace, you know, and just talking a little bit about this before when I did share last time, just not feeling still, you know, when I talk with them, you know, you can tell the difference. You know, it's very common, obviously, to have a lot of things happening at home and you just feel like, you know, there's this kind of sense of kind of unease when there's a lot of things happening sometimes, but, you know, also, you know, when you can handle it in a way that's with confidence and in a calm and a peace. And then that's something that I know that I did not carry. And, you know, a few nights ago, just spending time before the Lord and just feeling really, I think, tired and exhausted about the whole process and really coming to understand that I was leaning a lot more on my kind of understanding and the way that I could handle the situation at the time and have for many years. On and off, obviously, we learn through our experiences, but just feeling like I'm constantly in this place of, you know, it's fine, it's good. And then I get kind of wrapped up in my emotions, get frustrated really easily and irritated. And usually it is a sure sign that I haven't been spending enough time with the Lord. And, you know, in this recent time, just coming to the place where I realize, you know, once again, I have to surrender. I have to surrender the thinking that, you know, as much as, yes, there is that understanding maybe how to handle the situation at the time, with some understanding that I've you know, grown to have. But, you know, many times it's the place of where your emotions are, your heart, and you know, what is stirring you. And I know that more times than not, it's been out of a place where I'm just kind of clinging on to what I know in the moment, you know, reacting more than just really taking a minute to stop and really think through and responding in a calm way and out of a place where truly trusting God's plan and God's provision and God's way of doing things. And that's something that I think God had to really get me to. And once again, confess how much I do depend on myself, much more to handle the situation and an ultimate, you know, way of trying my best to control the situation and probably failing miserably most times. But, you know, he is good and he wants us to know that we can trust him with all the different things that matter to us and that we deal with day to day. And if we go back to the passages in the next verse, in all your ways, acknowledge him and he will make your path straight. Once again, it's just really looking first to God and what he has for you, what he determines and wills and wants for each of our lives. And it's about giving him that room and opportunity to help us. Because he doesn't actually force us. I mean, he admonishes us, he encourages us, he lays it out there. But ultimately, in order for us to be able to take up that benefit of what he offers, we have to actually take him up on the offer. You know, it's not just reading about it in the Bible or in Proverbs specifically today. It's about saying, okay, well, I'm going to take you up on that. You know, it's not about just saying, well, that's great, and hoping in a general sense, I'm a believer, God's going to bless me, which is still the case. But it's also a situation where we have to say, okay, if that's truly what you're saying, then I'm going to actually make the effort and make the choices towards acknowledging you and really looking at what it is that you asked me to do and really take the time and effort and make the choice to follow it. And then through that, you'll feel and understand that benefit. The next verse says, do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and turn away from evil. And essentially, it's just the idea of, you know, not to be too impressed with what you know, not to be too much, I guess, dependent on the things that you have carried in understanding and knowledge, even that it's good, but still you don't want to rely again so much more on you than not giving God the chance to be able to help you understand each situation and to acknowledge that, you know, he is God in his character, in the fullness of who he is, the promises and the power that he carries and what he desires to do. It's acknowledging who God is, and it's understanding, taking the time as well, understanding what pleases him, what he desires, and what is good, and to be able to move away from the things that are not pleasing to him. And then these last couple of verses on 8, it will be healing to your flesh and refreshment to your bones. And in some of your Bibles, next to flesh, you might say body, but it also refers to the navel. And then for refreshing, some Bible references will say medicine. And I thought this was just interesting because I hadn't really focused on these verses before. Usually I stop at 5 and 6. Everyone knows 5 and 6 really well. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, lean not on your understanding, and all your ways acknowledge him. He'll make your path straight. But then, you know, taking a look once again, a little further down, you learn a lot more about how he's trying to help us to understand how he cares for us. And in verse 8, when it talks about will be healing to your flesh and that reference to your navel, it actually is talking about us being an unborn baby in the womb, and that our lifeline is essentially the umbilical cord. You know, the blood supply, the nutrients, all the ways that a baby grows is connected ultimately, you know, through the navel. And in the end, when the baby is delivered and the umbilical cord is cut, it's ready to live life outside of the womb, and your belly button is what's left to remind you of that. And so really just the idea that that source of our life really is sustained by really trusting the one that can provide that nutrition and that lifeline. And also the next part of that verse, a refreshment to your bones, a medicine to your bones, this verse actually is referring to really the marrow of the bones, which actually is also what creates life and is providing all the different nourishment to be able to allow our bodies to be able to have that sufficient blood supply, to be able to have the strength in our immunity, because all these cells work to help our bodies to stay healthy. I think in understanding that this picture of health to our physical body, it relates spiritually basically to the way that we live our life, and that if we stay connected to really the center of our life in this image with our body physical, it's the physical sense is through the navel where all the nutrition comes, and through our bones, it's through basically the bone marrow that provides that essential life. And so really in fearing the Lord, looking to him and letting us see that he is our source, that helps us in our, not only just in a spiritual sense, but that spiritual sense and manifests right in the whole of our body. And so it's really so important to see the connection that he has a view of our whole life, a holistic approach. And that if we look to him, to trust him, to give him that place. Oh, I entered. Okay, can you wait for me? Sorry. Okay, go ahead anyway. Sorry. That we will be able to see that he actually has a plan and a purpose that wants to benefit our life. So, you know, the next time you wonder, you know, how to deal with a matter in your life, you want to ask yourself, like, who do I, you know, reflect back in also in that moment? Who should I turn to? I mean, you can look at the things that you've gained in wisdom, most definitely. But do not primarily rely on that. We want to give our Lord, as a child of God, our Father, a chance to speak into our life. You know, we want to take a look and reflect on who are we leaning in or leaning on. You know, it doesn't have to just be, you know, friends and family. It could be other outside sources. It could be, you know, when you're wondering about different matters in your life. Could you be turning to things, you know, from others that you don't even know, like in social media, popular culture, different philosophies? you know, in Hong Kong and different parts of Asia, you know, going to fortune tellers is not so uncommon, as we found along the way, even as believers, just maybe through not knowing so much how to proceed in asking God for that wisdom. Some people actually go to, you know, those means, or looking at your astrology readings, who knows, you know, it's just a lot of advice that people are looking for their life, but really wanting to redirect us to the one true God that wants so much to have our life aligned in Him in order to allow for blessing to flow in our lives. So at this time, before we go into worship, I invite us to really think about that. You know, who do we look to? Who do we lean on? And who do we go first to? You know, and just contemplate if that's really bringing us that kind of benefit that God has wanted for us. And have we given Him a chance to be able to speak into our lives? Give Him that opportunity. So when we meditate on this, I invite you to worship with Pastor Andrew as he leads us into worship.
Is in the hands of the Maker of heaven. I lean not on my own understanding. My life is in the hands of the Maker of heaven. I lean not on my own understanding. My life is in the hands of the Maker of heaven. I lean not on my own understanding. My life is in the hands of the Maker of heaven. I give it all to You, God, trusting that You'll make something beautiful out of me. Give it all to You, God, trusting that You'll make something beautiful out of me. I lean not on my own understanding. My life is in the hands of the Maker of heaven. I lean not on my own understanding. My life is in the hands of the Maker of heaven. I give it all to You, God, trusting that You'll make something beautiful out of me. I give it all to You, God, trusting that You'll make something beautiful out of me. I give it all to You, God, trusting that You'll make something beautiful out of me. I give it all to God, trusting that You'll make something beautiful out of me. I will climb this mountain with my hands wide open. I will climb this mountain with my hands wide open. I will climb this mountain with my hands wide open. I will climb this mountain with my hands wide open. I will climb this mountain with my hands wide open I will climb this mountain with my hands. Wide open I will climb this mountain with my hands. Wide open I will climb this mountain. Nothing I hold on to, nothing I hold on to, nothing I hold on to, Jesus. Nothing I hold on to, nothing I hold on to, nothing I hold on to, Jesus. I lean not on my own understanding. My life is in the hands of the Maker of heaven. I lean not on my own understanding. My life is in the hands of the Maker of heaven.
Let me just close this devotional time with a prayer. Father, I thank you, Lord, that we are your children. Even for those that might be listening that are not at that place yet, they have called you their Father in believing in Christ. I pray that you continue to open their hearts, because ultimately we're all your kids. We just have to get there, Father God, to be able to see, Lord, how much you have for us. And I just thank you so much that that as your child, God, that we can come so freely, wherever we are, however we are, the state they're in, that you receive us with such open arms. And even thinking about Andrew that came in here to give me a hug, it's really, Lord, Father God, how we can be with you just so simple and coming to you for each and every thought and matter of our life, that you care for everything, just like I care for all the needs of my children. And so I just pray that you continue to move our hearts to trust you for our lives and to give you an opportunity to guide us, because you are so trustworthy. And you would help us, Father God, to take, Father God, that mindset once again today, to surrender with open arms as the worship has. Help us to remind us that that's really the posture we want to come to you with, like a child with open arms, ready just to have you lead us and to show us, to not try to believe in the illusion of us trying to control our lives and this or that, but trusting that you'll lead and guide us as you've given us good wisdom along the way, but to acknowledge it's you that's given it to us, and to help us to keep allowing you to be our number one, the one to truly, Lord God, lean into, to support and to trust, to truly be the center of our life. We thank you, Lord. Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I'd like to lead us into the community prayer at this time. Let's pray and cover those that are undergoing different treatments, that are dealing with cancer, for those that really need the Lord's strength for their body, for their will in this time. Let's pray. In the next slide, let's pray for those that are dealing with different types of illness, praying first and foremost for their salvation. We just pray opening of their hearts to be able to know the Father, but praying for that physical, Lord God, healing, Lord, and emotional healing over who they are. Let's pray. next slide, let's pray. For those that have different infirmities as well, various things that really continue to be a part of these individuals' lives, we just pray for comfort, we pray for strength, we pray for healing over their bodies and encouragement to be received from the Lord. And in the next slide, let's pray for those that have put their names on the list. Pray for jobs, for God's provision. Just trusting in Him for every matter. And this is a big matter. We just pray a covering over them. Let's just pray over our mission focus, over China, and our community there, over the family that needs parents, all of the country. We just pray for God's need in this time with all that's happening and in the body of Christ. Be protected and we get that understanding of how to be led by Him. Let's pray for our board, the different members, that they would be constantly in unity, committed to what God has for our church community. And just praying in wisdom and discernment. Continue to cover them and protection of all the different aspects of their lives, and to be able to have that continual intimacy in their individual lives, right? Let's pray for their fellowships that we have with young adults, men's ministry and women's ministry. For men's ministry, that there's that Monday morning prayer time, as well as ministry of pure desire. And that for women's ministry, just praying for actually the Wednesday time, lunchtime prayer that has started. We just pray that the men and women just come together and find greater unity, and praying for our community and the needs that we have. Let's pray then also for SP 2.0. We're praying for just the building and resources that the Lord is providing to reveal that benefactor, and just continue to be obedient to participate in the Vision Fund. And for those that haven't yet, to be able to have that the conviction as well, to know how to be able to be a part of really building up this church for future generations. Let's pray. Let's pray for the house churches that are meeting this week, or I'm sorry, tonight. Blue Pool Fortress, Lido, Lion Rock, New Conduit, TST. And they would be able to really gather with a greater confidence and encouragement and just have wisdom continue as they gather to meet and in what way they would meet. Just pray for God's anointing on their time. Let's continue to pray for our Hong Kong as a whole and just the greater needs of all that's happening and the different changes that are continually happening to help our kids going back to school and increased numbers in different groups. Just praying for God's continual covering and protection, that we'd be able to move forward with mutual faith in Him and just letting all of our anxieties or worries, even as we progress back to a greater degree of normalcy in a sense. Just praying again for also the vaccine to be found. Just praying again just for a government body to understand how to make the right decisions to benefit those in Hong Kong and help those that have struggled along the way so much during this time. Let's pray. It's time for us. Father, we continue to, Lord, thank you that your eyes are upon us all, the whole world. And in Hong Kong, we just continue to pray, God, that you help us move in wisdom, Father God, all the leaders, God, to move in greater wisdom, discernment. Lord, to help us all, Father God, to walk in step with you, to help us to, Lord, continually go to you to search our hearts, to trust you, and to go to you for every need that we have. Just praying your protection over us as we continue to move forward to greater sense of normalcy, even if it's not the same. And just praying, Father God, for just all of us to support and encourage those around us in every way that, in all the ways that you desire for us to. We continue to pray for just really your help and favor for those that are in deep need and struggle in this time, not only here in Hong Kong, but worldwide. But we trust and pray, God, that you would help your church to continue to rise up, to be truly the ones to represent you in so many different facets of life. So we just pray that you would be continuing Lord of our life, aligning our lives to yours each and every moment of our life, and just really being able to thank you for the grace and mercy that we live in, Father God, full of your generous love. We thank you, we bless you, and we give all of our lives to you today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.